این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
May 13, 1984. Place Husseiniyah Jamaran, Tehran. Subject: Methods of Islamic Invitation. Invitation to monotheism, purification of the self, detachment the world, and confiding Allah Almighty did not meant that people should retire at home, overlook the interests of Muslims, and devote all their time to reciting prayers or supplications. As you see, the Imams, peace be upon them all, were not like this. While the Holy Prophet fulfilled his personal duties and confined it Allah, he established government and sent delegations to all parts of the world to invite people to the faith.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salaamu alaykum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, and this is the Spring of Truth. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi says, "The great Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, in one hand carried the Qur'an for guidance. For those who could be guided, the Qur'an was their means of guidance." Now, when we look at this narration, we see that Imam Khomeini is trying to highlight things over here. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam himself and Qur'an. So if we look at the narration, we understand that, you know, in the Qur'an, it refers to the guidance. You know, it guides people. There are enemies of Islam when they're trying to harm people, not just Muslim, but when they're trying to harm people, you need resistance, you need to defend the humanity.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi,
sallallahu alayhi.
The most important thing, Rasulullah himself is the main guide that shows you how you have to use Quran, the book, the resistance, how you need to defend yourself, your community, and the humanity. So you need to take the guidance and you need to fight the enemies in the guidance of Rasulullah, or I would rather say Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And if you don't use the guidance of Rasulullah, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, you might see that, you know, people have swords in their hands and they say La ilaha illallah. They say that we act upon the Holy Quran. It makes Daesh, Al-Qaeda and ISIS. So you need guidance from the Holy Quran and you need resistance to fight the enemies, but in the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So yeah, let me read that the beautiful quote once again so that we can think upon. Ayatollah Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi says, "The great Prophet of Islam in one hand carried the Qur'an. Qur'an for guidance, for those who could be guided. The Qur'an was their means of guidance, a religion of guidance for the people." That's all for today for the Spring of Truth. And with that being said, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.